you.
I just want to be close to you.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
God.
Ladies
I really
and gentlemen,
need the backup.
Buckle up for the sex.
God damn
it's
it.
The Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
With very special guest,
Esther.
Yay!
We are all in need of a drink, I think.
What?
Yeah, James, just get. Let's just go straight to the drink.
You can swear on this podcast.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Don't
fucking swear.
Shut up. Okay. I'm so goddamn offended.
Leave that shit out.
All right. So tonight we're drinking Sociable Cider Works Spoke Wrench Java Apple.
All right.
I'm deeply.
I'm not generally a sociable person, but we'll
Reno
see what happens.
In general.
Piss off. I hate you. Fucker.
Exhibit A.
Nope.
All right, Kermit.
Not getting the Java.
Oh, I am.
Really?
And I'm actually fine with that. There's all of their stuff tastes vaguely metallic to me, and it drives me insane.
Maybe because it comes from a metal can.
No, they're
maybe
they're apple.
I've had other metal cans, like Strongbow doesn't taste metallic to
Fair
me.
Enough.
Their apple is really tart.
Yeah.
I feel like they used the wrong cider. Or the wrong yeast. I feel like they need a softer yeast.
See, even an expert agrees with me. Anyway, you guys can drink this.
Yeah.
Hand me a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know what I'm going to have?
Yeah. Dr. Tiki. Because we are all worn the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because it was opening weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, which all four of us work at. And it was hot and humid and long and the air
with, like,
was
air pollution.
Awful.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And it was, there was, yeah.
Smoke it.
It was even Saturday, like 2 o'clock was already just I need to take a nap. So
sometimes the volcano erupts.
I had a date like that once.
Ha. So
that was I think in general our weekends, but we can dig down a little bit to more detail.
Oh, I did get some.
All right.
Where's the rig? It's right
so,
there.
So while they're figuring that out, I guess I'll start.
I'll let you go first.
I had my stage moved. I moved over to the Sherwood stage.
Yay!
Which is the stage formerly known as Gypsy Stage, but we're not calling it that anymore because
Now we're calling it the symbol.
Big racial slur.
You're
cool.
A big racial slur.
The maps and the marketing and every single thing is describing that stage calls it a different name.
I know.
So good luck, ladies and gentlemen and gentlebems. Cool.
Yeah.
Just look for the Vardos.
Seriously.
Just watch for the fire.
Also bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I moved down to the Sherwood stage, which is where Fondazzi performs, which means I perform on the same stage as my wife, which means I actually get to see her during the day.
Aww. What?
That's
ridiculous.
I know. I get to see my wife. I get to have a backstage area to keep my stuff. Uh-huh. I get to see my kids and actually do some co-parenting. Whoa. It's amazing. But
does that mean you're not the one stuck with them at night anymore?
I mean, they're old enough at this point where we can kind of turn to our neighbors and say, if anything goes wrong, give us a call.
Sure.
What?
Like after
they're old
bed,
enough
yeah.
that now we're all stuck with them.
No, we camp right next to my wife's father, and we have a family. In that area,
actual family, and then actual family.
Yep, we have fest family and blood family in that immediate vicinity around our tent.
Blood family sounds super gross.
Game of Thrones.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad before. It's worse. It's worse now.
I've never seen it, so I have no idea what's going through your head.
Don't.
That's why I can say it.
Don't.
But yeah, no, so it and so I don't have to haul a whole bunch of shit halfway across site every time I do a show. It's amazing.
It is nice.
My schedule, however, is kind of brutal.
Yours?
Yeah, you get to sleep
this
in.
This must
whatever.
Be a huge change for you.
I know, right? It's actually pretty nice in the morning because I don't have anything until noon.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything.
And not even cast call.
And, everything. Well, okay, so I go to cast call, and then I can basically fuck around and do whatever I want to. You know, I can do some street or front gate, or I can mm-hmm. sit backstage and have a cigarette, and whatever I want. And then from noon to four, I have six shows.
Sucker!
That's just how my schedule worked out. And so once noon hits, it's go time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then after four, you're like, fuck everything.
Or eat everything.
Also that.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Salsa's on the sword swallower diet,
which is nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep.
Pretty much.
He's just afraid of sticking a sword down there and pulling out a little sausage.
That wasn't
like
a sausage.
That?
Oh,
God.
Oh.
So, yeah, no,
a piece of chicken, there we go.
So, you know, it's
a whole roast turkey.
So it was opening weekend, and my throat really wasn't used to that abuse, so I was not doing the katana in my Sunday shows.
Oh.
But other than...
Fucking oh.
There's a katana?
Yeah. Yeah, it is the one thing that he does that, like... makes my skin climb off of my body because it's just...
Have you seen the new trick, though?
Oh, God, it's the
one that only two people in the world do.
I haven't, but
dude, I almost threw up. It was great.
It was...
I watched Nathan have to turn away because it was amazing.
Yeah, I had one person at Wine Show almost...
Oh, that's true. No. And there were, like, half a table couldn't watch.
Even Oops the Entertainer, who has actually gone and studied at Coney Island, even he went, that's gross. So I'm doing something right?
It's super cool, and you should all go see that show, because, oh my God, if you don't want to throw up by the end of it, he's doing something wrong.
Yeah. It is legitimately a really, really cool stunt that not many people in the world have ever done. Let alone are actively performing it.
I'm excited to see
But in case you couldn't tell, my throat is tired.
Yeah, you're not quite berry level, but you're...
I'm pretty low, yeah.
You're low today,
there's a bit
of
a rumble in there.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
So, how about the rest of you?
My weekend was a little ridiculous. I started my weekend... Friday night, because I'm the assistant campground director.
Sure.
When camping at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival as a participant, we need to, one, prove that you are a participant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, two, prove that you are a participant that should be in the campground, camping there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge process that's involved with that, which means we had a lot of people on Friday. And again, Saturday night, lining up to take care of those processes due to none of their fault and none of our fault.
Right.
Just there were system glitches this year and it was exciting.
Yep.
So that, like, integrating that also as the assistant campground director, I clean the showers midday. It's not that bad. Pressurized hose, lots of bleach.
How I shower anyway.
I feel slightly better about those showers now.
Yeah, no, they actually get washed twice a day over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just gross because they're campground showers. They're probably some of the cleanest campground showers in the state. Definitely, from what I've heard from some of the road rennies, the cleanest ones on circuit.
Oh, wow.
There are some places where they don't clean the showers. They just expect you to do that.
Doesn't showering in them
right clean them? That's totally how that works.
That's totally
So yeah, no, I go down midday and I clean the showers.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You are very welcome. Which is hilarious because I spend the first part of my day in a costume. Mm-hmm. Then I change out of my costume to go to the showers, mm-hmm. and then I change back into my costume. So, like, as soon as I'm done with my first feast, and that was kind of the biggest part for me, was trying to acclimate my new responsibilities with my schedule and all of that.
Sure.
So as soon as I'm done with first feast, I'm out of my costume. The ladies were impressed with how quickly I can get out of 11 layers of skirt. And
But the gentlemen already knew?
Well, the insignia.
Okay. Yeah, specific ladies.
Usually, okay. Yeah. The belly all dancers.
All the siganades.
Oh, my God. Plotting.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, why has this not happened
been a thing before?
Yeah.
What?
Esther is correct.
Let me know when this happens, because I will crash that and badly dance to it, please.
No, I'm about to expect you to start it.
Oh, done. Wine show. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yep, this is happening.
Oh, shit.
So anyway.
Yes! Yeah! Okay.
Victory.
So for the listening audience, I am one of those friends who has the stupidest laugh, because I will either hyperventilate or I will snort.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yep.
Or I sound like I'm a dying animal.
We might have a squeak off at some point during this show. It'll be fantastic.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't even want to know what they're plotting. The two of them just... That's nicest I've seen you two behave towards each other ever, so that can't be good.
So let's get back to 11 layers of skirting and
The first time I knew I had like an hour before I needed to be back up top to get into my costume. So like the first time I'm just like tearing off costuming like instantly. People are like, holy shit, how did you get out of that fast? I'm like, eh. And I got down there and I walked through the process with the campground director. And I was like, cool. And, like, so we're going through everything, and we're doing everything, and it's kind of, like, I'm feeling like it's slow, but it's not slow. Like, we got done, and I was like, oh, shit, I've still got another 15 minutes before I need to worry about being, all right, well, never mind. So, yeah, integrating that into my day was exciting. And, honestly, it was kind of nice.
Mm.
Like, cleaning showers, kind of a gross thing.
Oh, yeah.
But also midday getting out of my costume into whatever the fuck I want to wear.
Oh yeah.
And spraying a hose around, getting that mist off of it. That actually felt pretty damn nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also got stopped like 15 times. Like, what are you doing in civvies? I'm like,
just spray them.
It was on the way back and forth, right? Like, oh, you're out of costume. I'm like, yep.
Just spray
I'm gonna
them.
Go clean the showers. You're welcome, fucker. Like,
unless you want to shut up and move.
I'm like, well, I'll trade. You can go do the showers, and I'll wear your costume. That'd be great.
Now I really want like a Jenna Young, "You're Welcome, Fucker" T-shirt.
Yeah,
with the shower hose.
I would wear that.
Yeah,
I would wear that.
Excellent. Can you make beanies? Like,
you're welcome,
like,
fucker.
You're welcome, fucker beanies, yeah. And have like a shower head on the
back. Probably.
Yeah.
You can do anything on
like
tap
a little
press.
Knit shower head.
Yes! That's the pom
pom. Oh shit, it's real cute.
Oh my God.
I would just like to point out to the listeners that this, what we're talking about just now, and also the Siganades thing, like. Like, all of those bits that you see people do on the street at fest, this is how they start.
This is exactly
how this happens.
This is literally, Siganades is happening.
Okay,
like, this
done.
Is how this starts. You heard it here first. So, yeah, and then I did a bunch more shows. Mm-hmm. So, Saturday, I actually had 5 shows between noon and 6. So that's no salsa stupid, but it's about a 7 on a scale of 1 to salsa.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't never go full salsa.
Never go full salsa.
Salsa shouldn't go full salsa.
No.
Well. Salsa has been going like 1.5 salsa recently. This is, yeah. All right.
I have a bodyguard at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Oh, really?
Really?
So when I debuted Casimir, it was months before Fest started. It was a very last minute thing, and so it wasn't really time to put a stage show together, let alone get me gridded anywhere. So that first year as Casimir, I was on the street.
I do remember this, yeah.
I do remember
and
that.
And because I wasn't on a stage, I didn't have that level of protection of
that
being
barrier.
Separated from the audience. Exactly. And so I hired our friend Taffy to be my bodyguard. Taffy, by the way, is a Marine and a police officer. So yeah, I felt
just
pretty,
a real big dude.
Yeah, I felt pretty safe.
Sure,
And a really funny guy.
Oh well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he and I would make sarcastic comments at me about how stupid and crazy I was, and I would make sarcastic comments about how little his life mattered, and it was hilarious.
Oh yes, fun for all.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious. It was a great time.
Oh whatever, vilifier.
Fair.
But no, we built a really good rapport, and when I moved to the stage, you know, I kept him on, you know, if he's available. Because he also hosts the beer tasting and stuff like that. And so if he can't make it, you know, then he can't make it. But he still wants to be there and come to the stage shows, and we bounce off of each other, and he's a great foil. Because he gets to be the audience analog reacting to the things I'm doing, and I get to respond to that.
Yeah.
But since he doesn't travel to all the other little festivals with me, he hasn't seen a lot of this stuff that I've done recently.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Until opening day of the festival when he got to
see. Oh, boy.
And yeah, that was fun. It was a whole lot of fun.
Oh, boy. Yep. Excellent.
I got to shock him like 3 times. Each time he was like, "Are you done?" And I was like, "No."
So yeah, Saturday. Oh, I also got to dance at the show formerly known as Smoker. So yeah, I got to dance in that one because I didn't need to yell at people or drum. They're just like you could dance. It was just free form, like just jazzy dance and whatever.
Well, all right.
I was like, I'm gonna dance, so I got to dance, and it was delightful.
Yay. Very nice.
And then Sunday I was not feeling well, and I don't know. I think some of it was perimenopausal. My body like fighting to decide whether or not it was gonna have a period. Yep. That was exciting. Yeah. So I was like cramping and having hot flashes at the same time. It was not okay. It was the worst of both worlds. And then, yeah, I think some of it was the air pollution and some of it, just not a good day overall. But we were also down more drummers than we expected to be down. As in our core group drummers was me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love.
And I only have the low beat.
Yeah.
Right?
And you stole Bryn from us for a while, and we were just like, yep, take her, go ahead.
Yeah, so we stole the Bryn. And
the opposite of how that usually works.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yep,
true. For the listening audience, Bryn is one of the Merry Men, and her signature bit is stealing from people.
Yeah. So we stole her.
Yep.
Ha ha!
Did you draw a circle around her?
It's funny because that was our closing gate gang.
Delightful.
Yes.
And she came and drummed with us for a good chunk of the day just to help get us through the day. We would have asked Salsa, but number one, he was busy.
Weird.
All of his shows now happen the same time as all of them.
Which show is this that this happened on?
All of them on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it turned out wine got canceled.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or I would have tagged you for that one because I knew you were like right in the area there.
Sure.
But yeah, the first and second feast.
I can do second feast.
Okay.
Because after feast, I don't have a show until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, except we didn't go up until 3:50.
Oh, okay. Well.
So even then, like, I don't think you would have been able to, because you know how second feast goes on Sunday.
I know.
Yeah. So yeah, it just wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was me and Bryn, and Gwen put down her clarinet. She's been doing melody for the dancers, and she pulled out a drum too because Heather can carry it because she's ridiculously talented, and Cyrus is. Got all of that beautiful underlying melody and musical stuff underneath too with the guitar. So
very nice.
Yeah, so it's lovely. But yeah, it was a bit of an adventure. An adventure.
Hashtag the story of Fest this year.
Yeah. And then we did some playing on the streets, and by that I mean we just did jam sessions with. It was me and Bryn and Gwen and Heather and Cyrus, and we just popped a squat and started just messing with stuff, and people loved it.
I imagine, yeah.
We actually we got tips. We got people stopping, and we got a little kid dancing, and Gwen set out the frogs, and kids were playing with the frogs, and it was adorable. So yeah. And that was actually really good for me on Sunday to have a nice chill kind of interaction point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I ended up not doing parade at all over the weekend, which is weird for me. Like, parade is one of my highlights. But on Saturday, we had to run through stuff again. Like, that was just important. And then Sunday, I just, I started to get I started to walk down to do parade and, maybe 30 feet from the manor, I was like, no, this is just not happening.
Fair.
So I turned around and went back. I'm like, nope. I need to make sure I can do the shows since I'm the only core drummer.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't have you becoming a space cadet midbeat. Yeah.
I had to reprioritize a little bit.
Sure.
And I drummed so hard, it's gotten out, but I bruised my thumb. Oof. It was just this quarter size along the thumb thing.
Yeah, right on that knuckle there.
Yep, that's the one. So
now we're all rubbing that knuckle on our thumb subconsciously.
Right now. Yeah,
I can still feel it. Yeah, you can't see it, but I can still feel it a little bit.
See, anyway. You drummed so hard you bruised your thumb, and we were snapping so much that most of the Merry Men had our middle fingers rubbed raw from snapping so much.
Oh my god, I believe it. So yeah, I mean that was pretty much my weekend. It was a reacclimation and figuring out new schedules. And yeah, I got the showers done in about a half an hour now. So
cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Yeah. As someone who has to stand next to people who take those showers, thank you.
This is the other thing. Fun facts I've been learning about the campground throughout this process. We use twice the minimum amount of bleach recommended by food and safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, understandably so.
Yeah.
The microbiologist in me is really happy about that.
Yeah. I'm like, Chuck was like, yeah, we use about twice the amount recommended. And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Good. I support this.
Yep. Yep.
I know where they've been.
I have met Festies. Ever.
Yeah.
Can we just stand on the, on the stairs coming down with this hose? Just give them a
quick...
I don't think
I'm allowed to just bleach people on their way down. I feel like that's frowned upon.
Set up one of those...
at first it would be.
set up one of those basically a metal detector frames above Seagate that's just a spray.
Yeah, no, one of those slip and slides with the bump at the end. And
that's how you get out.
Yeah. Swoop.
Just in order.
I actually want a little mini car wash just for people now.
Oh, yeah.
As they come through.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the hot wax you got to watch out for.
Oh, no, no.
Oh. Oh, but the beaters. Oh.
I had a date like that once.
I think I'd skip the undercarriage most days.
Really? I don't know about you, but my undercarriage could use a little cleaning up after.
Shit.
Sweat collection.
Instead of hot wax at the end, it's just gold bond.
Yes! Yes! That is, you're speaking my language.
Yep.
Fuck.
I believe I've solved this problem. Yes.
How was your opening week?
So, you know how I always tease you guys about being super busy and having too much to do during Fest?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess I understand how that happens now. Shit.
You don't realize it's happening until suddenly you're standing in there going, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I work the booth during the morning. I attend morning meeting for safety and, you know, all of the other stuff. I help them get the booth set up. And then I take off to leave just enough time between my morning shift at the booth, doing championing now, which is super exciting.
Yay! Okay.
Congratulations!
I got to champion for this tiny child. It was wonderful.
Good on you.
So it takes a lot of skill and accuracy to force someone to murder you. I don't have that yet.
Okay.
You'll get there.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Pet one.
Yeah. So
I mean, I want to. Never mind.
I know. Mm.
Just keep talking at them. They'll want to murder you.
Right.
Yeah.
That has been working so far.
Give them puns.
Oh. So no, I was doing ring mastering and championing this weekend.
Channel your inner Kyle. They will want to kill
you. Yeah, I already do that later in the day. The thing that I'm taking off for is vilification tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And I take off with just enough time to get my clothing swapped and to jam food directly into my face. I don't bother chewing. Yeah. Study my stuff. Get ready to
study your show.
Hold on. Back up.
Yeah.
What's this next thing you do?
Study my stuff?
No, before that.
Food?
Jam food directly into my face.
You can skip that part.
I can't.
You can.
You should take a tip from Salsa and not have a gag reflex.
Well,
he could take
or
my
three.
Tip.
Yeah, if I did take a tip from Salsa, then after a little while, I probably wouldn't have a gag reflex.
See, we all want to murder you now.
Right, it's good. Immediately following
Vil. Pause. You guys ever belch and you could taste that it smelled bad?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
Or you have like the... So when you fart and it's like hot and you go, I'm going to hold my breath and leave. sometimes burps come out that way too. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. We just go, no.
Not even going to give that one a...
Yeah.
Nope.
No, maybe it is based on flavor, but it's also temperature.
And then you try and do the courtesy to the other people and, like, breathe in the opposite direction for a while.
Do you?
Fest needs to maybe install more fart cupboards.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I keep interrupting
that's
your
what
story.
No, that's all right.
It entertains me.
Dude, why do you think they wear
how
those skirts?
How does it feel?
It's so you can walk and fart. That's why you never put someone under the
belt. I would have... lift it off at some point.
Just Mary. That's why Mary Poppins could fly, guys.
Oh God! I saw a fan theory about Mary Poppins being Harry Potter, Hogwarts.
Oh,
which
that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Magic umbrella. Who else has a magic umbrella?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hide a wand in that.
I like that. I like that as much as I like the one about her being a doctor.
I actually liked that one, but I think I like this one better. They had more solid evidence.
Yeah.
A bag that contains like everything.
That one makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, not talking about magic around muggles.
Sure.
Happened all the time where she was like, that's not something that I would do. That's not proper.
Hmm.
Or, you know, that's silly. That couldn't happen. You know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not magic. It's just a game. Yeah. And a song. Yeah.
So it was basically like the theory was that she was sent there when the kids were young because they were wizards, but the parents were muggles. And so it was her way of introducing them to the magic world before they got their Hogwarts letters. Oh. Right? Isn't that fantastic fan theory?
That's right up there with the Willy Wonka one.
Oh, I love the Willy Wonka one.
I love the Willy Wonka one.
Does that make Bert a muggle-born child of wizards? Maybe?
Possibly.
He might be a squib.
Could be a squib. I don't know what that is.
A squib is someone who is born of a magic family but can't do magic.
Isn't that what I just said?
Ish. Not kind muggle-born. Of.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah.
Not muggle-born. Usually.
Wizard. Born.
Well,
wizard-born.
Like, when I said muggle-born, I meant, like, doesn't have magic of his own.
Born without the ability to do magic.
Yeah.
I
but can see all of the magic things.
So, whatever.
Yeah, he can be a squib.
That makes sense why he would know all of these things but wouldn't do them himself.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
It really does. See? It's so good.
I like this.
Anyway.
Anyways, we were talking about your day.
So, vilification tennis, I'm paired up with Anna Levine.
Oh, yay!
Which is... So, with the fencing booth... Ever since I first saw the fencing booth, I wanted to work there, and I wanted to champion for them.
Yeah.
And so this has been, like, an ardent desire of mine.
So it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
For probably 20 years.
Okay.
It's all downhill from here. I think longer, much longer than that. With vilification tennis, Anna was my first vil partner 3 years ago during the first amateur show. And
2 years ago, gross. No, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, two and a half. Yeah. So 2.5 years ago, she and I were each other's first vil partners. And now we get to be vil partners again during the last season of Vil Edit Fest. Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's we had super fun. So the thing that I do immediately after that is stand in a cold room for a while. And just not be in the sun for a while.
That sounds amazing.
It's fucking great and very necessary. I got pretty sunburned on Saturday.
That sounds amazing.
The sunburn?
Do you want my SPF 60, like stick sunscreen?
I've got SPF 70. I just don't always remember to reapply, which is what I should do when I'm changing clothing.
Do I need to
Am I getting the mom face? Oh, God.
Okay. It's funny, because I'm the youngest one in the room.
Yep.
So it's not at age, it's attitude.
Yeah. So the after a very short period of time, Kyle and I prep. I get dressed in my squiring garb, and then we go and run a pub crawl now. And so this is like a precursor to a stage show where we entertain them at 2 out of 3 locations and on the way to those locations. And I use entertain in audible bear quotes.
Well, you had what, 2 days to prepare?
We had less than 2 days to prepare the first show. We had 2 days to prepare the second show. We took 45 minutes... before that second show, the one on Sunday, and we came up with a show, and we got tipped.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And it felt fucking great. It felt like a great show. The musicians that handle the middle location, Langer's Ball, one, they are extremely funny and musically talented.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And two... they came to see the rest of the show as we like dragged them to the next location and then entertained again.
Nice.
Bear quotes. The patrons that were along for the pub crawl and whoever happened to be at that bar for another 30 minutes or so.
Damn.
And we got a really good response from our Sunday show.
Good.
So,
excellent.
Yeah, we've come up with a series of, like, absurd toasts.
Nice.
And extremely dumb jokes. And then after that, like, we were fucking wiped out. So we went and created a new thing to do. for ourselves, which is selling not selling hot and fresh, but giving away free samples of hot and fresh, artisanally, locally grown dad jokes.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No. No.
And,
no.
It was...
Jenna's going to order a year's supply.
Also good.
We're going to order a year's supply for her in her name.
Yeah. It's a gift. Oh, it's going to be dad joke of the month club.
Shouldn't have. Yep. You really shouldn't
One for each day of the month.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get you that for your birthday.
Like an advent calendar.
It's like an advent calendar for every day of the every day of every month.
It's
there's 365
it's
jokes in here.
A dadvent calendar.
Oh, no. See? Get out. Just go.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Get the fuck out.
You get a dad joke.
All right, come back. I'm going to need more Dr. Pepper in a minute.
Okay.
And on that note, I'll have what she's having.
Oh, all right.
Hey, ooh, yes. Two Dr. Peppers, please, and I will make the Dr. Tiki's.
Dr. Tiki! Dr. Tiki! Dr. Tiki!
Okay, I'm a virgin to this.
Three. Nope, it's three.
I know what I'm doing.
Three shall be the number.
Rule of three.
Comedies come in threes, and so do Dr. Tiki's.
Okay, cool.
Swiggity swoot.
Okay.
How do I do this?
You take a sip, a chug, something.
All right.
Yep, just two. Removing.
I usually do two.
There we go.
And then.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't overflow.
But that was essentially my experience this weekend at Fest, and having a stage show or like having a comedy duo performance like that has been something that I have also wanted. Since I saw Puke and Snot when I was like seven,
and when I could do so much better.
At that time, I did not think so, and I still would like that to be the case. Would be if I could do better than they're doing, I have accomplished something. So, it's good. It's just like the fulfillment of things that I've wanted for much of my life.
And then, what do you do after pub crawl?
We fuck off and tell dad jokes. And
okay.
Raise havoc, and
that you're basically done with your grid for the day.
Yeah,
yeah. But I love how he thinks that's busy.
I know
it's
adorable,
hilarious,
so cute.
I'm used to being busy with one thing instead of being busy with like four or five things.
Sweet job.
No, I know.
I'm
not as busy as either of you because on a scale of one to salsa, I'm like a. I'm going to say like a six.
Oh, I was going to say like five. A three, but you know.
No, his if he's championing now, his day starts off a bit higher.
Yeah,
so
that's
we got to give him.
That's
I'll give him a five to a six. Yeah.
5 to 6. Yeah,
all right. I'm actually, well, because my day doesn't end at Canon. But I'm also pacing myself more during the day, too, to make up for that. So. I actually specifically had Street taken out of my contract just so that I didn't have to, didn't feel like I had to.
Yeah.
Right. So that I would be more comfortable with taking care of myself. But yeah.
Good.
But I'm still out on the street playing. So, you know, just at my pace. But yeah, that's a.
Sexy.
Yep, that one smells too. Sorry, guys. Are you? This is the fart covered.
Yep. All right, there's a fart covered. Yep. That's
it
happening.
It's a covered in which you fart.
Yeah.
Cool. It's really far away from
we're,
me.
We're expecting them to be installed in all homes soon.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Working on it.
I'm planning on building one in my own, as a matter of fact.
He does actually have plans for this.
Yes.
He's not making this up.
I've seen the blueprints. It's lovely.
If you store enough of it, does that mean you can like get power?
Oh, no, it doesn't get stored. What it is it is a gentle suction wafts it away, and then there's a air freshener that spritzes fresh.
Gentle suction is my cover band.
You laugh, but I'm not joking.
No.
That's fair. Can you invent a version that actually works in the Poor Lose Fest?
he's silent but deadly serious.
See, we want to kill you.
Get out. I have my Dr. Pepper. You
no,
leave
we're just
now.
Gonna lock you in the cupboard.
Look, no,
this is
I'm
why
not
they brought me onto this
no,
show.
I, the only human contact I will have is seeing butts occasionally. This is really not good.
Depends on tell your butt. Jokes from inside the cupboard so we all know you're still
at
alive.
The butts?
Yeah.
No, see, if people actually close the lids on those privies, then half of my job will be done already.
This is a PSA.
Yes.
Public service announcement.
Public
when you
service
use a porta potty, when you are finished with it, put the lid down. That allows the airflow to circulate appropriately to get the fumes from your shit up and out of the pipe and the fresh air into the biff.
This has been a public service announcement.
Drink to forget.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast.
We're idiots.
Yeah.
We're like an after-school special for morons.
Should we take a break? And then we can hear all about Esther's...
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right.
All right, we will be back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
You're mostly cheesy.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
Oh my God, really?
You're really far away.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Root. Esther. Hi.
Yay, good job.
Yeah, that should have been what I said. I'm Salsa. I'm on my fucking way.
Well, I mean, you had plenty of time. So.
That's true.
Just saunter
you
on over.
Nobody to blame but yourself.
I'm real tired.
I understand that.
I was fine before spending time with Salsa, but now I'm real tired.
Yep. I have that effect on people. My wife,
my God.
Whenever I want to get frisky, is always too tired.
Like a bike.
Oh my God. I didn't even have to tell him. He's just leaving.
He's just leaving now.
No, come back. I might need more Dr. Pepper.
That is your purpose in life.
You are
now
just
have an
pass the butter?
You now have an official use.
Yes.
Yay! Oh, it's so good to have purpose. At last.
So.
Yes.
So Esther.
Hi.
We were talking.
Oh.
We were.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure good things will come of this.
Oh, great.
Joy. Well, by Esther.
Oh, joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up.
This is where it gets interesting.
For the Esther.
For those of you who don't know, I'm painfully awkward, so this is going to be great.
Excellent.
were we starting with the, like,
well, we started,
inside is outside thing?
Yeah.
Or are we going to start with the...
Are we going straight to the anus?
Are we going to talk about Fest? Because, like...
I mean, it's kind of both.
Okay. You know what? Let's start with the anus.
Let's start with the anus thing. So.
all right. I usually ask for dinner and a movie first.
Really don't.
I ask. Maybe not out loud.
Okay.
Okay. So we were, during the break, we were making jokes. We were making biology jokes, and we were talking about the aging of people and how domestication works in animals, because biology nerd, it's how this works. Mm-hmm. I made the joke that everybody starts as an asshole. Some people never get past it.
which is
true.
That's how biology.
And
does,
then
yeah.
We now have the cunning. You said something else.
Somebody had told me that it was my best friend Charles. He was like, "Yeah, when two people kiss, they form a tube with an anus at either end."
And the fun part about that is the entire thing's outside, because the inside of your body is technically outside of your body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all of your gut biota is outside of you.
Yeah, it's just a little. It's like a courtyard.
It's a courtyard inside mm-hmm. your body.
Yeah.
And oh my God,
body's courtyard.
You guys, we're meat donuts.
We are
meat donuts, and the appendix does have a use. ladies and gentlemen.
What?
It has a use.
What does it do?
So
I'm curious.
You know when you eat a bad Chipotle burrito?
No,
I've never done that before.
No, so, weekly. I don't.
So when you have your appendix removed and you get dysentery, your body clears out all of the gut biota and you cannot deal. And your gut biota cannot deal. And you get sick.
Mm.
If you have your appendix, your gut biota can deal because it stores all the extra good stuff.
Is that why I love Chipotle so much?
Probably.
Because I still have my appendix.
Because you still have your appendix and you can handle it.
Yes. If you lose all your gut biota, like someone has to poop in you.
No. Yes, but it's a more scientific procedure than that. And it involves syringes.
I choose to be a tube with a mouth at either end.
Oh, God.
It's not a choice.
That's fair.
It's a scientific procedure. Anyways, that was your science moment with Esther.
Drink to forget.
Okay.
All of this, I don't want to forget this. This is amazing. I'm going to forget this, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you will.
I will remind you.
Good.
Okay, cool.
I have the memory of, who are you again?
Just see you out on the street in the middle of fest. Anuses!
Yes.
Cool.
I have a feeling that won't go over well, but like,
we'll just greet each other. Gut biota!
Gut biota!
Gut biota! So you say it real fast, so it doesn't sound like gut biota. It's just gut biota.
It's a gut biota.
No, that's my new D&D rogue.
It's a spicy meatball.
Gut biota is your new D&D rogue.
My new rogue in D&D is gut biota.
I like it.
Does he have an appendix, though?
Oh, so...
Or is the
plus
weapon
two to Chipotle?
His appendix is Xanathar's.
All right, that happened. And just keep drinking, honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So fast. How was fast for you?
I'm tired. This is a thing. So
yep.
This is the first year that I have not played nobility or higher, or like someone with a hoop skirt or with a tiara. So it's really nice. I can walk through doorways. I can walk through doorways without fearing that my costume is going to tear on something.
You can use human bathrooms.
I can use normal bathrooms.
Oh my God.
Dying.
You can pick things up.
Okay, technically I could pick things up off the ground in the hoop skirt beforehand, but that's because my corsets weren't laced correctly. For like most of my...
Because you are smart.
Because I was smart about it.
I'm just imagining that your hoop skirt had like a spaceship ray. Like a tractor beam.
Dude, you know how you pick stuff off the ground? Either you get someone else to do it, or you get one of those, like, claw hand, like, grab stuff from a distance things, and you use those.
With the shark head. Get
more of them.
James has ideas. Yes.
I'm just delighted by this.
So we're going to give one to every single lady of the royal court, right?
I approve.
Yeah, now I'm just imagining like your princess
store,
character
let's go
with
to the dollar store.
Like two little shark heads.
When I wore a hoop skirt, the space ray thing reminded me. When I wore a hoop skirt, I was playing like this just spastic little kid character because I was a little kid, so it worked well. And I used to take the hoop skirt and I'd squat down and I'd push out all of the air and then I'd stand up real quick. And this is when we had a lot of like broken hay on the grounds. So I made crop circles with my hoop skirt.
That's amazing!
It was delightful.
That's amazing.
And she is still picking hay out of places.
I really am.
Yeah.
It's hanging out with my appendix.
After all this time, it's now hay.
Hey.
I understood this joke.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So anyways.
I am now part of the Merry Men. So my schedule is much less a schedule and more of a don't die.
The Merry Men, by the way, who have apparently had been rabbits in the off season.
Right? Yeah, so...
There's a breeding program.
They doubled in size.
We did. The street crew doubled in size.
Robin Hood, so...
That's a
fair.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
go on.
Anyways, so I play one of the Merry Men, and all the Merry Men are color coded, but they couldn't pick my color, so my color is plaid.
Yes.
Because I'm the Scottish one. Officially, I'm just the Scottish one.
Awesome.
It's pretty fun. I actually get to walk and do things and fight small children with wooden swords. Yes. And we were given like foam swords.
I heard about this.
And then when we gave one to a small child, I was promptly beat upon and died in the dirt multiple times. Great. Because we're allowed to do that, and it's amazing. So, Saturday happened. I don't remember what we did other than establish the fact that we will sing the Oodalali song, and or like whistle the Oodalali song from Robin Hood, the Disney version, everywhere we go. Because other people were doing...
At the drop of a feathered hat?
Other people were doing it to us when we walked by.
Awesome.
So we just went with it. And we just preemptively got there, and people would, like, part, because there's a group of five of us walking in a wedge, whistling.
cutting a wide swath through the grounds.
Yes. That happened. Sunday was much more exciting. We started by crashing a wedding. So, context. I was invited to the wedding. No one else was. So we showed up anyways.
Like, anyone? Else?
There were other people invited, no one else who was from cast.
Okay.
And I walked up, and the groom just went, "Oh my god, you made it! You're here!" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm bringing friends. Like, give us a sec. We'll all be here." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." So, and then we show up, and all the special
and
events.
And then your posse showed
and
up.
And then the posse showed up. What they didn't know is we had a bunch of flower petals, because as they walked back down the aisle, we like threw flower petals. It was super cute. But the event staff kept being like, "What the hell? You're staff. Why are you here?" And we're like, and Martin, the guy who's getting married, was like, no, they're friends of my daughter. They stay. and made the wedding photographer take a picture of all of us for the album.
Oh, good on
you. It was super cute. And that happened. We crashed a wedding, then got invited to the reception, which was in bad manner after hours.
Oh, yeah.
Which we forgot to go to. It's cool. By the time we were ready to go to it, everyone was sloshed and on their phones. Which, yeah. Oops.
Aww.
Anyways. So that's how we started our morning. We got to the middle of the day by having my show canceled, because that's a thing that happens. And I tried to run across site trying to find everyone. I missed you. I'm sorry, Salsa. I ran, like, across site trying to find everyone, being like, "Sorry, the show's canceled. Go to now."
Right after wine show, I need to go to Bad Manor to get ready for feast, so I'm already in the vicinity, so it's
okay,
not a big
there
deal.
You go. You could take a nap.
Yep.
Have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened. What else did we do? We went to games, because we've decided that the Merry Men will go and play all the games that they will let us play. We figure by the end of the run, if we throw one axe per day, we'll actually be good at it. And we go to the fencing booth,
I got to fight.
Yeah, you got to fight. Yeah, it was great.
I got to fight Scarlet, and he beat me, but barely.
Barely. It was literally within, like, milliseconds.
Yeah.
Are you championing every morning now, James?
Pretty much.
I know what I'm doing in the morning.
Yes. That would be very good.
Are you going to come tournament later?
I'm going to bring a drum.
Quick thing. Two of the stilters fought each other.
On stilts?
On stilts?
On stilts.
Oh, my God.
I know. I just stood at the edge of the ring. I was like, Stilt fight. Stilt fight, because you will never see this again.
They would have to be in ring two, because the tree's over ring one.
No, they ducked.
Well,
Oh my God.
Very exciting. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So.
How did I miss this?
We're trying to organize that to happen again.
All the time, yes.
I would like
to. Yes.
So everyone who is coming to visit Fest, go and visit the fencing booth, because we just do random shenanigans, because that's what you do at the fencing booth.
There's a chance that you'll see people on stilts fighting each other with swords and kicking each other. They were kicking each other.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Which two stilters was it?
I'm trying to remember. It was Peg.
Gaia.
And I'm trying to remember Dana's.
Oh, Talia.
Talia, that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but yes, it was.
Talia.
Yeah, Peg and Talia.
Talia, foolish.
And Gaia
actually qualified for the Olympics, I believe, in fencing. Oh, like, she is a serious fencer.
Okay.
She's the one that Mav fought by running around the tops of the bales and then leaping at the balloons. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, did you not hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay, this was like...
Tell us the story.
This was like 2-3 years ago. Gaia stopped by and she was like, oh, hey, you know, how's it going? She's friends with the establishment, everything like that. And this is how I became acquainted with Gaia, is that she would stop by occasionally. And finally, Mav is like, come in and fence. And she goes, ah, but I'm on stilts right now. And he goes,
yep.
And she was like, is that okay? And he goes, fucking okay. It's the best. Yes. Like, yes. Yeah, no.
So, I can't believe we haven't thought of it earlier.
Right. But they'd like, I'm thinking that it was Mav that was like, do this thing. But she was definitely for it. So they get in ring one, and ring one had two bales high on the ring. So Mav kept like running and jumping corner to corner, trying to hit the balloons. But like, Gaia's on fucking stilts.
Yeah.
And she's also like ducking away from him, and so it's difficult.
This already is hilarious.
Mav runs and takes a jump, but he jumps later than he had been. He jumps up onto the bales, he does a circle around her, and then takes like a death-defying leap with an overhead strike and just clips one of the balloons, and like, we're just watching. We're fucking wrapped. Everything at the booth has stopped. I'm pretty sure that we like formed a collection of people who were just watching him do laps on the bales, like leaping the entrance to the ring,
and
then running another, then like stopping and turning in the corners. And Rose just like, he's gonna fucking die. He's going to like slip, and I'm just gonna be so mad at him. But I can't stop this.
Yeah.
No, like, I have to watch this. Yeah, no, but it was incredible. They fought.
Who won?
I don't remember. Fucking,
doesn't matter.
We all won. Fucking, we all won. Yeah, no, but and this year, after Dana and Gaia had fought, she was like, oh, you're a champion now. You could fight me. And I'm like, I can.
I can stand here with
it's
a sword.
It's not going to be the same.
I don't know that I'd call it a fight.
Your expectations are very high.
Yeah.
Not as a stilting pun, but like, actually, your expectations are too high. Yeah. So I'm going to give it a shot, but... I'm pretty sure fucking any one of us would fight someone on stilts. Gonna be extremely fun. But they were talking about possibly coming back. So if you do get the chance to see people on stilts fucking fight, it's great.
Speaking of people with insane schedules, Seamus.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who plays Much the Miller. He is both on the high court and in the Robin Hood show.
Yeah, because he's Vertigo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he straps on the stilts, walks around for a while, goes back, falls in a fucking pond 4 or 5 times,
straps on his stilts,
yes,
walks around on stilts for a while, takes them off, falls in a pond a few more times, changes clothes, gets back on stilts. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh, we had so much fun with
that's
him
a,
last
year. And I don't know if you guys realize how physically demanding falling in a pond is.
You should go and watch that show, because they just have so much fun doing that. Oh, but seriously, there's so much, there's more pond and out of the pond by the end of that show than there is in the pond.
The hose doesn't stop running. it actually doesn't, because by the time it gets filled, they splash all the water out.
Yeah.
He's
also, I think, the only stilter who's been up top of the gate, which he did during closing gate last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a picture of him, like, ducking under the banners that hang from the flagpole at the top.
Yep.
And we were... the manager of the closing gate show came out and was like, what the fuck? What is he doing up there? And I was like, standing on stilts.
Clearly. He actually has Guinness aspirations.
Yeah. He's trying to figure out how to make it all happen, but he's told me that plan before, and I think he could, if anyone could do it, he could.
Yeah.
I can't take the stairs up there without ducking, so I don't know how the fuck our man Seamus did it, but...
Hey, I knew someone who used to jump off that gate every single day for the opening gate show.
Was this before or after the rebuild?
After.
Then that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He only broke his ankle when he was wearing different boots. This man is my father, by the way.
Ah.
So you wonder where I get it.
No.
I never did.
Yeah.
Okay. I know your parents. I was hoping your mom would chill in it a little. But
No. Context for the viewers at home. My parents met at Fest, and they are both Festies. My mom did the circuit for a hot second. So did my dad. Yeah. I'm so... Yep. Nope. Yep.
Your dad used to play somebody, like, you know, important.
He used to be, like, I don't know, some dude with a crown shit. I don't know. Meh.
Who's heard of him?
Whatever. It's cool. We can't find the crown. We can find the rest of the costume. We can't find the goddamn crown. We know because we tried. We put my brother in the costume, but we couldn't find the crown. And people got mad at us for wearing their costumes. They were like, no one gets to wear those costumes except for James and... Oh, shit, you're their kids.
Carry on. All right. Carry on.
And then there was the... I didn't recognize you. You've known me since I was born. You were there.
At the birth?
To be fair, when I like...
My mom went into labor at Como Cottage.
Oh, shit.
And then went to the Arbor to do a stage show.
Now that's fucking circus.
Yeah. And I was born at 2:30 in the morning and was out the next weekend. So technically, I've qualified for my 20-year award already, but because they can't prove it, I don't get one.
No, that's... My wife was born 2 weeks before opening weekend and was out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jessa was a month, but
Yeah. Some crazy shit.
Yep.
Nope, I was born in the middle of December, and my first fest was when I was, like, six.
Lame.
Yeah.
Get with it. I'm kidding. Don't. Yeah. You need a time machine, and don't fuck with the space-time continuum,
bro. Oh, God,
bruh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, another lesson in not disrupting the past from Mr. I'm my own grandpa.
Oh. I started doing Fest at 22 or 3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm the Johnny-come-lately here.
It's all good.
You usually are.
I've
heard.
I also feel like you fest harder than...
I'm making up for lost time.
I am not. We did all of, like, 4 memorable things this weekend, and then the rest of it was just dicking around.
I mean, that's
Speaking of, I feel like maybe you had more things to
I did.
About.
I have 2 more things to talk about than we did on Sunday.
Yeah, sorry for the interruption.
No, it's cool. No, it's a thing that happens. While we were passing by fencing booths, we found a cart, and we bought it off the people who run games. And then promptly made a bit of trying to get it across site without people thinking we actually stole it. We almost got, like, fake arrested, like, 3 times. It was great.
Oh, my God.
And then when we put it back behind, Fondazi promptly tried to steal it from us. They were like, oh, we like this cart. Can we have it? And Lewis was like, no, this is no. This is the only thing that the Merry Men Street crew own as a group.
We stole and even this then we with don't. Money. Aaron Square.
Even then we don't. Like, Jake bought it with... $10 in a bottle of alcohol. It's like a really nice looking cart too. Like we're really proud of it.
Swank. Well done.
It almost fell apart 3 times on the way back, but like it's cool.
No, Salsa's got a cart.
Yeah.
No. Can't have our cart.
No, he already has a cart.
He has a cart. Oh.
I have a cart.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nobody touches my cart.
Can I touch your cart?
You can touch my cart.
God damn it.
I helped him find that cart.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
I'm the delivery service for that cart.
Jenna's the cart whisperer.
Anyway. Cart.
Cart. Fuck.
All right. Anyway,
so you have a cart.
So, and then the last thing, because they got rid of Gauntlet at Closing Gate, which is amazing.
Yes.
We broke the entertainment director like 3 times.
Excellent.
Well done.
Because Lewis has decided that we are not the Merry Men, we are the Merry Peeps. So we all go peep, 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 peep whenever it says Merry Peeps. And Lewis, in his Robin Hood voice, oh, Merry Peeps, And we all come fucking running to him and then just gather and strike a pose. And
I want to see you all duck waddle following him across sight. Like a mother duck and a bunch of little peeps.
Oh my god, especially if I've got the little
What I really want to see is like you're so you're all duck waddling and then like somebody pops a squat and there's a pile of like mini marshmallows. Just like that's what I want
to
see.
I'm just waiting for someone to figure out that they could probably get us all color coordinated peeps that match each of our costumes.
Well, now we're not gonna get a plaid one.
Now that you have said it out loud, this is gonna probably happen.
Anyway,
we will be approached by one of our listeners.
Maybe I should get them peeps, danger. And then I was like, "It's not Easter time.
It's not Easter time. God it's okay." Then there is the final thing that we did. One of the gags that we did or that was done last year was you draw a circle in the ground. If you step in the circle, congratulations, you've been trapped by the merry men. We are about to rob you. What do you give us? We take scraps of paper, shiny things, compliments, jokes. And the best moment of that... Green scraps of paper. The entire gag with that is none of us can read. So we're like, oh, cool, paper. Robin likes green, so that works. So someone gave us an acorn, and we all freaked out, going, oh my god, we're going to eat so well tonight, because they're edible. And this little kid, who was also trapped in the circle, went, oh, food's okay, waddled to his stroller, then waddled back and put a breakfast bar in. And then just, like, plopped his, the last breakfast bar he had into our little hat, and then crawled back into his stroller. And we were like, oh, this is adorable. We need to give the bar back.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need that in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we did. And it was great. And that was our lives for the entirety of what we were supposed to be doing for Closing Gate. We just sat outside, like, a little bit of ways from it and, like, did that gag for, like, an hour and a half.
That's delightful. Mm.
That's so wonderful.
And, yeah, that was good. That was my Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that there is a place where we get to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Mm. Oh, one other thing that happened on Saturday. We got to watch the Abbots Bromley go by.
Oh.
Yeah, they danced the Abbots Bromley on Saturday night. Mm. For those listeners at home who do not know what that is, the Morris dancers go around and they dance a traditional dance called the Abbots Bromley, where they go around and bless the village for fertility and like perseverance. And there's a word that I can't think of, starts with the P, prosperity. There it is.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they went around and blessed the village, and it was really cool. And some people are following along, some people don't. If you work at Fest and you listen to this podcast, you should totally go and find that sometime. If they do it again, they'll probably do it again.
They will probably do it again. It's like full moon, I think.
It's super haunting and gorgeous.
Yeah. It is. That's exactly it. It's so amazingly beautiful watching them do this. And chilling, and it's like church, you know,
but a lot shorter.
There's less wine
and more willing attendance.
But in that this is a sacred wine. Like spiritually moving thing for many many people. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I was in the office working on stickers, and Jeff was like, Morris are out, and I'm like, oh god damn it. He's like, they'll be out again. I'm like, I know.
If I had to take a guess, they'd do at least 3 times this season. Mm-hmm. Opening, Labor Day, and closing is my guess.
One of my first memories out at Fest was coming off of being a roadie for one of the stages and having the person who was effectively training me in. He said, all right, we're going to hang out, we're going to wait until after dark. And then he was like, okay, so what you need to know, because you're a dumb kid, is shut up. You're going to have questions. You're going to want to know. Shut the fuck up. And then we saw them pass the stage and trailed along after them as they. And it was, as you all have said, fucking deeply moving and haunting.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what an amazing first memory.
Right.
Like, I don't think those guys get enough credit.
No.
Just for, no. Like, they really know their stuff and do some just gorgeous, gorgeous things. And,
yeah.
And they do it so well and so effortlessly that you almost forget just how cool what they're doing is.
Right.
Like, after my wife and I got married, they did a fertility dance for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a stand in the center, and they did this traditional Morris fertility dance for us.
Seems to be
working.
It was
just like... But it was just like, they do these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do this sight blessing. They do these things, and it's like they... This is just part of who they are and what they do.
They help the magic in the way that they can,
mm-hmm.
and it's good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's my contribution to my fest this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do have a warning story for people.
Ooh.
So, a person that I know of that shall remain nameless did not... They put their costume away wet last year.
Whoops.
And they did not check on all of this. And this was the costume and the props and the everything in a bin.
Oh, no.
In a tight but not quite tight enough bin. And they opened it up at 2 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, no.
There was an ecosystem.
No.
The microbiologist in me is super happy and wants to study that, but part of me wants to throw up.
I believe they threw this out, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Understandably.
Yeah. Word to the wise, don't do that.
No.
It wasn't me this year. I have, in fact, done similar in the past.
Yeah.
Brett
with Fondazzi, I think 2 or 3 years ago, had to throw everything away, including his leathers.
Yep.
Because they were just done.
Yep. That was exactly what happened to this individual.
Don't do that.
It's somebody close to me, so I figured maybe I'll give that warning out for other people. So, end of the season. Don't pack your wet shit in a tub.
No.
Care for your costumes throughout the season. Yeah. It will be much nicer at the end of season, and it will be habit by then.
Yes.
To have washed and dried everything before you put it away.
But yeah. Word to the wise, don't do it.
Indeed.
True that.
Do we have any more fest stories we want to talk about?
I have far too many. Let's not.
One thing that I did with Bryn, we stole some drums on Saturday. And we wandered around and we started little mini drum jams with patrons. We found people with belts, with jingly belts. And we drummed for them and they would dance for us. And then we would find like little kids, and I had Tekka out, my little 9-inch drum, and we would get kids to play the drums, and it was just super adorable.
Mm-hmm.
That was an absolute blast of a bit. Just as we're walking from place to place, start up little mini drum jams. People would dance.
Can I come drum with you sometime?
Yeah,
cool.
I've got all of the drums.
Okay.
I have so many drums. Oh, God, please, somebody use my drums.
Girl, I got you.
Hell yeah. Excellent. Whoa. I'll let you beat on my drum, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Ooh.
The system is down. Yeah, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been
Fuck-a-pella.
Good.
Is it break time?
Oh,
I suppose we can make it break time.
I mean, right, you know.
That was, good talk. That was some good crapapella.
Good talk. Woo-hoo. Good talk. Good talk.
Fuck-a-pella.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Penn was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
We spent the rest of the, like, that morning moving from shadow to shadow on the ground, not able to step on the lit part, and having to ask patrons to, like, make bridges of shadows for us.
Because the sun is lava.
Because sun is lava. And then just, like, walking around the narrows, sun is lava, sun is lava, sun is lava.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Fucking how long?
Long enough.
Oh, good.
Sun is lava.
Sun is lava.
I feel like you have an important thing to say, sir.
Like your name?
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And I'm Esther. I'm here.
Clearly, James needs a pick-me-up.
Oh, my God. Certainly I think do. We all do.
I wish that I had some coffee. Shit.
That reminds me, I need to place an order right the fuck now because I forgot to for first weekend. I know.
What website are you going to?
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com?
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
No, is it TrueStoneCoffee.com or is it TrueStoneCoffee.com?
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Oh. Hell yeah.
And yes. What, pray tell, is it TrueStoneCoffee.com?
Coffee.
Hopefully.
True Stone Coffee.
This makes so much sense.
Do they have like stones the too?
Best That's just coffee? What they want you to I mean, think.
The stone of the coffee cherry.
Yes. Accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I after last weekend at Fest, we are all going to need hella coffee.
Oh my God. Jenna,
are you the only one that can do this?
No, anybody can do this.
Anyone actually. Can do this?
Yeah.
Like, I could do it?
Yeah. You can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Definitely. For sure.
Can our listeners go to this
website? Our listeners can.
Can and should. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, I highly encourage it.
But what if our listeners can't afford TrueStoneCoffee.com?
Oh, you know what? That's okay, because we actually have a very special offer from TrueStone to you, our listeners.
What?
If you enter the promo code...
Apropos...
But it's pronounced apropos. God,
damn it.
You can get 10% off of your order. It's 10% off of your entire order. Anything on the website.
Even t-shirts?
Even t-shirts.
Extremely comfy t-shirts.
They have those tulip glasses. God, those shirts are comfy.
Yeah, they are.
But I am really good. Literally yeah, right coffee. Now on the website about to order some cold brew concentrate.
Ooh, nice. Please tell me you're sharing at Fest.
I believe I'm sharing with everybody at Fest. You might only get two drops. You can order your own, though.
That's fair.
There's and a promo
with,
code, I hear.
With a
There's
promo
a promo code,
code. You can get 10% off. What was that promo code again?
Apropos?
Nope. James?
But it's pronounced apropos. God damn
I'm
it.
I'm so happy right now.
The fucking both of you.
Yep.
That's smart.
Everyone's a part of this.
That's fair. We can all be a part of
Gary
this.
Gary Oldman of you.
Yeah.
That's a preposterous thing.
Oh.
That's how you remember that promo code.
I get this joke.
Took him a little longer.
Well, he's really tired. He needs more coffee. More.
He does need
True Stone coffee.
Hell yeah! Now we've got business.
Yes.
Motherfucking True Stone.
Make it like
coffee.
an 80s Juicy Fruit commercial.
Oh, oh my God, I am yes. fully channeling Bill Wirtz in like everything I do.
That's delightful.
I sing all of his stuff all the time.
Yes.
With True Stone coffee.com.
True Stone coming soon to a Dank River Valley near you.
Yes. Hey, awesome. All.
Dank River Valley memes.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long weekend. We're all very tired, but that yes. doesn't mean we are not appreciative.
And so
this is the point of the show where we say, let's give a shout out to a person, place, thing, idea, concept, whatever it is you want.
A noun? The noun of your choosing?
Could it be an adjective. It could be a verb. Whatever. I mean, it can even be an adverb.
Go blow that into the cupboard.
Yeah, I can tell it's stinky from here.
I have something else to blow into the cupboard.
Oh, so, God, who has a shout out?
I do.
Shout out to the cupboard.
You are in the fart cupboard right now. I feel like you're literally going to have to shout your shout out.
Well, this is happening.
Use the door to cut the tail off. What?
Why?
Okay, so.
You started it.
That's true.
You literally started that.
This is literally all my fault.
Literally all your fault. Like,
we didn't start the fart cupboard.
Yeah.
That's
true. And the podcast, for that matter.
Yeah. So the shout out that I have is to the people who prepare breakfasts at the Holiday Station, very close to Fest, and also at Bad Manor.
Yes.
And also at the nearby Krebs booth. Because, thank you. Just, like, morning sucks. Real bad. And having some delicious food, especially when I'm hungover, it just means so much. And I'm usually hungover when I'm out there.
You should be. You and half the rest of the cast. So, it's fine.
So, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You're wonderful. And I love you. And your delicious breakfasts.
Judah. I have a shout out.
Okay.
It is on the concept of community. Because, I mean, we do have a very good, strong sense of community out at Fest overall, I think. Sometimes many smaller communities within our great larger community of communities. But I'm not talking specifically...
And inside that community is another smaller community?
Yeah,
and then
like
a smaller
Russian
community?
It's like gut biota.
Gut biota.
Gut biota.
Sorry, go ahead.
But... The concept of community is fantastic. It's what our society is built on. It's how we survive as a species, and I don't think that becomes any more prevalent in my life than at Fest when I'm living in third world conditions. And I was not doing well on Sunday at all, and I had there was one person that was like, here, have some pickle juice, and somebody else, which tasted good, so I probably needed that.
Yeah.
Then again, I actually just kind of like pickle juice in general, but it tasted extra good at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else had like a black cherry vitamin energizer type thing that tasted amazing. And then I was able to, there were some feast leftovers that nobody was eating in the back area, so I brought those out into the other green area for people to have. And it's not just about, what community does for you, but being able to give back and forth. And just that concept that giving and sharing and taking care of each other thing.
Yeah.
Some of those people, I'm giving food away to people, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're a part of my larger community, therefore we are just doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's just awesome. And I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good. Good stuff.
Concept overall, so suck that. Awesome.
The Venn diagram has a slight overlap in that my shout out is for pickle juice. People who don't work at the Renaissance Festival do not understand what it means when a festie says the words pickle juice.
As because, you can tell from all of our reactions.
Yes, you ask any festie, all you got to do is say pickle juice and they will know exactly what you're talking about. And that just pickle juice is better than Gatorade when it comes to packing you just electrolytes.
Yeah.
Pickle juice is electrolytes. And you're on a hot, sweaty day. It doesn't have the sugar. And you're on a hot, sweaty day, and you run down, and you walk past a pickle guy, and you dunk your mug in the pickle juice, and you take a big draft of that pickle juice, and you already feel better.
The spicy pickles are back, and when I get the spicy pickles and that kind of stuff, I get the spicy pickle juice, and it has jalapenos in it.
Oh.
Like, sometimes there'll just be, like, a little surprise jalapeno, like, floating.
I will not be able to partake, just,
that's still I'm not actually a
My
fan,
mouth is watering so. Thinking about that. Yes.
Yeah. I'm among the very lucky. One of the pickle boys is a kid I used to babysit. So every time I walk by him, he's like, "Do you need your fix?" and will hand me a pickle.
Aww. Nice.
Oh, man. So one of the pickle boys is like my first boyfriend, and he doesn't hand me pickles.
Yeah. I also gave this kid a book of 1001 pickle jokes.
Nice. Well, then you've earned your keep.
I have earned my keep.
But that kid is going to college based off of what you've given him.
Actually, probably, yeah.
But whoa. Pickle college?
No, clown college. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Good old kosher you.
Oh.
But no, it is... There legitimately is a thing about pickle juice at Fest. And it's really hard to... put into words. You just kind of have to work out at FS.
You just need to really be a part understand. Of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But pickle juice, hats off to you.
Yeah.
Do you have a shout out?
I have far too many, so I have to narrow it down. You were talking about like the community at large. Mm-hmm. There are far too many names within that community.
Right.
And far too many butts that make it worthwhile. I mean,
but.
Anus tubes. Yeah,
but. If I was going to give, like, one major shout-out, it would definitely be the indie food booths and the peeps at Queen's Pub.
Mm.
Rudy at Queen's Pub actually saved my life before when I was going into heat exhaustion.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, yeah, no, you can't get into the air conditioning or you'll go into shock. So just, like, hang out with us for a while and, like, gave me ice and stuff. And this year, the folks at Royal Asian Food filled up my entire leather jack with bubble tea for like $5. They filled it to the brim for like $5 and they gave me a free popover and I was so excited. Massive shout out to Royal Asian Foods. If you are a festie at all, go and eat their food.
Yeah,
it is worth every single cent.
My kids ask for the Thai noodles. When we're done with our day and we're going back to the campground, that's what they want. They want their Thai noodles.
Mm-hmm. And so the thing about Royal Asian Foods is it's actually their family recipe that they brought with
fucking
them.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I believe they're second generation and it's like grandma's recipe. So like their curry recipe is just their home curry recipe. It's what they eat at home.
That's awesome.
That explains a lot about its goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They're really good. Do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
That's a shout out.
Hey, yay, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hey, Salsa.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
Oh.
Wow.
For those.
Well done.
Hey, it's like I catch on quick to these sorts of things. It's like I catch on fast.
For those that do not know what a Fast Five is you, the dear listener, send us two emails, and we open the first one, and all it has is five choices. We don't know what these choices mean. We only know that we have to pick one. Five, whatever.
Five.
And it is only after we have made all of our choices that we open up the second email and find out what it all means, existentially. So today's Fast Five comes to us from Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
The subject line is this is part one, questions not context, read first, start here.
Gee, I wonder if we're supposed to start here or to go to the other one first.
No, it's pretty great. Question number one. The Ice Pirates or Krull?
Shit.
Ice Pirates.
No. Wow.
Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates.
Fuck. Ice Pirates.
I gotta go with Ice Pirates too. Mm-hmm. Space Herpes wins.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Should I be writing these down?
No.
Well, okay. There's only
just
five.
Just remember. So. Okay.
You'll be fine.
All right. Question number two. Star Trek Deep Space Nine or Star Trek Voyager?
Ah. Deep Space Nine.
That one's gonna depend on the context.
I gotta go DS9 on this one as well.
I'm trying to think of anything that would have me picking Voyager over DS9.
Seven.
No, I would still pick Dax.
I really hope the question isn't which one sucks.
Right.
Which like, it very well could be.
Which it very well
and
could be.
And I didn't think that Voyager sucked. No. I just didn't think it lived up to what it could have been, and that pissed me off.
It could
Go ahead.
No, you're saying?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the context could literally also be Deep Space or Voyager, which is a better sex position. Like, we have no fucking idea where people go with these.
That's fair.
It's usually obscene.
Not always. In that case, I am going to go with Deep Space Nine.
If that is the context, I'm going with Voyager.
Dude, my ace brain just went off and went, no. We have already voyaged.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Love my job.
Have we all made our choices?
Yeah.
Okay, question number three. Nailed It or The Great British Baking Show?
Ooh.
I Nailed It.
I don't know Nailed It. At all.
I like the idea of Nailed It, but I also cannot watch that type of comedy to save my life.
Yeah.
And I know that Great British Baking Show, if there was ever a contestant that's like crying or upset, they'll go and like curse next to that person so that they can't use the
Sue
footage.
Perkins, I
they
love will, her so much.
They will swear and say brand names so that the footage is unusable.
I did hear about that.
So with that, I'm going to go with Great British.
I'm going to go with it too.
Clearly. Before they left BBC.
Because
then it really went downhill.
I have no idea what they look like after that.
The only person that is still the same is Paul Hollywood. Mary Berry left. Sue Perkins left.
It's not the same.
Leaving BBC.
Yeah.
Great British Band.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
But Nailed It. On the other hand, I can't stand it.
What if the context is like, which one is more uncomfortable now? That's going to be a toss-up, though. That's fucking... I don't know.
I've only ever seen The Great British Baking Show. I know nothing about Nailed It, and I'm okay with that, as far as I can tell from the context here. So I'm just going to go with The Baking Show.
It's Pinterest fail. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Okay.
Conan the Barbarian, 1982.
Oh.
Or Conan the Destroyer.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Yeah, Barbarian.
What is best in life?
Those one
oh,
of
wait,
the...
Oh, wait, although...
So...
it might...
Conan the Barbarian is the first movie that I cuddled with my gentleman friend and watched.
I might like Conan the Librarian better as a sex position.
Yes. Conan the Librarian.
Conan takes down his hair. And glasses. What?
Well, but Conan the Barbarian has such an iconic soundtrack.
Yeah.
Based on Paul Daris.
But I mean, so does Destroyer.
Sure, but The Riddle of Steel? But like, The Riders of Doom?
Yeah, but... Destroyer has some amazing moments in it, too.
It does, but...
I really want the context to be which movie would you cuddle up with somebody and watch? Because
let's be honest,
both.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
I don't. Destroyer has a special place in my heart.
But, by all means,
but
that's fair.
But
it's okay. You can be wrong.
It's okay. It's okay to be different.
Fucking. That's good.
It's okay to be different. We don't judge here.
I do.
I'm the guest on this show. But, I don't know anything.
Like, Destroyer and Red Sonja, right, for me, are they go together, and prepubescent me has,
Yeah, but prepubescent me also liked the Masters of the Universe movie, so I don't rely on that asshole's taste at all.
What's going on? Okay.
We're down their fucking radios.
We're going to wake your
question
children.
Number five. Arrow or The Flash?
Okay. Arrow, because half the time he's shirtless and doing pull-ups.
I have seen neither of these shows, but simply based on that, I would go with Arrow.
Like, right. Although I will say, I watched, and watched as in quotes, a lot of Flash while I was costuming for Fest a couple years back.
Sure.
Because I didn't need to pay attention. Because all it was is, Barry's being whiny. Oh, look, everybody's comforting the white man dude. Whatever. So I really don't need to pay attention. Yep, look, there they go. Done.
Yeah. Two things. So,
yeah, if there's a show for crafting at, that would be the one. I got a lot accomplished.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yes. The Flash is just CW it's teenage so drama.
It really is.
And... hell, I will watch Stephen Amell without his shirt on.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Green Arrow is one of my favorite superheroes. Yeah. So.
And the thing that everybody complains about is how angsty he is. And it's a CW honestly, show. Yes, it is a CW show. But this is the thing that drove me up a fucking wall watching Arrow is everybody around him is just like, why won't you open up and talk to me? And I'm like, he spent 5 fucking years on an island fighting for his life. Maybe he doesn't fucking want to talk to you. Like, get over yourself and maybe realize this guy's got major PTSD. Like, fuck
PTSD?
You.
PTSD?
PTSD.
No, the Photoshop file.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's got a lot of Photoshop files.
For he's his just... mind.
No, I... With all its faults, I love the Arrow.
Yeah,
I
with all its faults, I love it.
I watched well into shirtless. I think season 3 on Netflix. And I was like, this is.
It started to get a little good,
yeah. And I'm waiting for it to get good, and I'm just gonna no.
It definitely went downhill.
Yeah.
But I mean, it the Flash started where it started, you know, with season 3.
The Flash, the Flash moved nowhere. Started at nowhere and stayed there.
Yeah.
Which is surprising, because it's the Flash.
Ha-ha! It was just moving so fast, it looked like vibrated it was standing still.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
So because of that, honestly, no, I'm just second-guessing it now. I'm guessing Troy's going to ask which is worse, so I'm going Flash.
I'm gonna stick with Arrow. Shirt.
Fair enough.
Shirtless. just and doing pull ups or push ups.
He does the fish ladder more fucking times.
Oh my god! Right.
Like every episode, he's doing
always
fish ladder.
Shirtless. Oh, buddy, yeah. I don't know. They knew where their viewers were coming from.
It's like a mermaid pull up.
Done. Yeah. I'm there. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Email 2.
All right, let's do this.
Part 2, questions with context, read second. Do not start here.
All right.
Troy says, these are all shows and movies I've watched recently. Judge not my taste. I will not, because these are all fucking great.
So, except for The Flash.
Except for The Flash.
And some of the others.
I still watch it, because god damn it, I'm a comic book nerd, and I'm going to go through it, but it's not as good.
Like saying, I love steaks, so I'm going to eat this even if it's expired.
it's like the little Salisbury steak patties that they had on the lunch tray.
I kinda love those. I love the Salisbury
steak. Really? Really? Good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's how I make Loco Moco.
Yo. When are we going to... Never mind.
Fucking,
we'll,
yeah,
we'll talk
Monday,
later.
Monday.
Yes. Question number 1, Ice Pirates or Krull? Which movie had better fight choreography?
Shit. Better
Dear
in
Troy.
What way?
Dear Troy.
A strong word.
Then what?
Dear Troy. I have 2 words for you, and it is fuck right the hell off. I will end you.
That's true.
Lovins and Huggles. Jenna.
Fuck ass.
I refuse. I abstain from this one.
I cannot. So, Ice Pirates
Krull.
I
Oh my god.
Can we just agree that the Princess Bride is better?
Well,
we well.
I like that. I mean, that's accurate. I'm going to say...
But the rules are A or B. Oh,
I'm going to say that the combat in Ice Pirates was more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good. None of it was good.
No.
But I will say that it was more entertaining, and I felt like I was stupidly engaged in what they were doing, despite the horrificness of what was going on.
I feel... was.
I mean, it was much more slapsticky almost than anything. So I could kind of disengage from how bad it was. So I'm gonna say Ice Pirates.
Okay.
Okay.
I that's actually honestly exactly where I was thinking as well. It had that Errol Flynn Robin Hood flair, you know, fighting. And so
it wasn't Flair fight. Good. It wasn't accurate. No. You could see how that wasn't a thing at all. Mm. Physics were off, but
their actors were safe.
Yeah.
But ish.
Also, Angelica Houston kicking ass. So
there's that. Yeah, there's
that. Well,
kicking ass in air quotes, because it just didn't look like it.
I'm going to change my vote to Krull. I don't disagree with any of you, but I'm going to say Krull attempted to be more ambitious.
Oh, man, know what you're doing and know your limits.
Well, yeah, certainly.
Like, as a fight choreographer.
No, that's fair.
Know your limits and work within what you have available to you. And that's
a really good point. Ice Pirates. Yeah. All right. Ice Pirates. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Star Trek Deep Space Nine or Star Trek Voyager. Who was a better character, Quark or Neelix?
Quark.
I got to go with Quark.
Quark.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was actual depth.
Yeah, no, it I think we're unanimous.
Yeah,
on
plus Armin Shimmerman.
I mean, there were things that I liked about Neelix. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. Like, I feel like Neelix was one of the better characters on that particular series. But,
anyways.
Which says something about that. But, Quark. Yeah. Quark is definitely more fully actualized as a character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As much as I hate the Ferengi, Quark and his brother are
oh my god,
so
they make me so happy.
Good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number three. Nailed It or The Great British Baking Show.
Mm-hmm.
Which show...
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This is not a good reaction.
No.
Oh, shit.
Which show would you want James to be on?
Great British Bake Off.
Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
100%.
I mean, I would enjoy that more.
James's soft, like, niceness on that show would because something would go wrong and he would look crestfallen just like he's doing right now. And that's good TV.
True.
Sue Perkins would have to swear around me.
She'd be Kellogg's.
I'd be
Kraft.
Which is how my morning starts.
Yeah. Wait. She comes over and swears around you? That's delightful.
Holy shit, I wish.
Damn, I'm hanging out at your place more often.
I go to pour a bowl of Kellogg's and I realize that I've just made like half macaroni and cheese and it's not.
But but you do have that gentle giant genuineness that would just pair with Great British Baking Show beautifully.
Okay, but let's say Nailed It is probably more likely.
I mean... fair, but I would rather see you on that.
Why would Nailed It be more likely? Because I don't actually know anything about this show.
Failures in cosplay and stunts and things.
Everything,
I think.
Really.
It's Pinterest fails.
Yeah.
Publicized.
It's literally, here is a professionally made thing. You, who've never done this thing before, copy this.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just...
That sounds horrifying.
It's painful. Yeah.
It makes me really sad.
There is a better version of that, where professionals remake... And I can't remember the name of the channel, but the professionals remake things like Cheetos and Skittles and combos and stuff. And it's fucking fascinating because you learn all about the process of discovering how it was made and then, like, trying and... attempting and failing, and then eventually succeeding at remaking this.
Oh, that's
thing.
Cool!
And it's fucking fascinating. Yeah, cool. I would watch that all day. But
yeah,
nice. I'd be down with that.
Yeah. Question number four.
All right. Yeah.
Conan the Barbarian 1982 or Conan the Destroyer. Who was a better sidekick, Subotai or Malik?
I gotta be honest, I don't remember.
It's okay, I don't either.
I'm gonna say none of them because no one's memorable.
You know what I remember? Like half naked dudes swinging swords right. at one another.
Like, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
In armor and fur. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
That's what we were here for.
I believe I asked for oily bodybuilders. <It's...
laughs> Don't tell me you watch for the plot.
No.
I watch it for the anime plot. That's.
Heyo. Fucking...
Yeah, no, I'm not accurately remembering.
It's Malik.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Without, he was the comedy relief. He was the rogue. He was funny.
Yeah, you've got him pulled up there, and I'm going to say yeah.
I agree.
I can't see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Looking like Fisher Stevens.
Question number 5, Arrow or the Flash. Which is the better smart techie character, Felicity Smoke or Cisco Ramon? Felicity for me.
Yeah.
Cisco just rubbed me the wrong way.
Fair enough. Felicity.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say likable. They said better techie character. There was a crossover show on Arrow, I think. And the two of them were like trying to outgeek each other. And I believe Felicity was the one that won that one. So I'm going to go with Felicity.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Just going to use their show against them.
No, comic book science, bitches.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Not to take anything away from Cisco... technologically.
Sure.
But he just was just a dumbass.
Here's the thing. I feel like, yes, he's super nerdy, but I feel like he also lucks into a bunch of his stuff and it's still considered cool because he's a dude. Whereas the chick has to actually be good. I'm not projecting at all onto any of this.
Hashtag feminism. Hashtag Jenny Young.
But no, it,
stories from a help desk. Anyway,
no, it.
I agree.
Absolutely agree. Cisco never took shit seriously, whereas Felicity got the gravity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do feel like that. Like, and I want to say it. Like, Cisco has some great hacker skills, that don't necessarily make for being a good technician.
Fair enough.
They are tools that can aid in being a good technician, and should be, and do, but that does not make you a good technician. That just makes you a really neat hacker.
Cool.
That's fair.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, all you need to do is send in 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send the first one with your choices, and the second one, repeat the choices, and then give the context. If you are sending in more than one, please give them different subject lines. So,
Troy.
Yeah, exactly. No. Honestly, what he did, followed the fucking rule of the law, and it worked out great. If you're sending in more than one Fast Five, please give them different subject lines so they do not get threaded by Gmail. If you have never sent in one before, yours goes at the top of the list. And if you bribe us with booze or other gifts, then we will absolutely get yours on the top of the list.
And if you get us a hard copy.
Somehow.
Some way.
Also, if you happen to sneak the hard copy in say a box of booze or something, let someone know it. So we don't throw it away.
Number one,
clue
us in. Yeah. Number two, right to the top of the list. Right, that's hard copy with booze. That's also, we're done. That's
thank
happened.
You.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you.
Anything to plug?
I have a thing to plug.
Plug it.
It has to do with the Renaissance Festival.
What?
But this Saturday, Third Feast.
Oh shit.
Is the Vilification Tennis Specialty Feast.
The final Vilification.
So far as we know. This is definitely the final year of Vil at Bear. I don't know, like we haven't said we wouldn't for sure never do one.
That's fair.
But there is a strong possibility of it. So I don't want to say never never, but it's pretty likely that it's the final one. It's also known as the Jenna Young Feast. Because I'm just in everything.
You should just pee on everything.
Yeah.
Vil, this podcast, what? It's just
Jenna's
show.
Yeah, but the Vilification Tennis Feast is me doing my thing.
Yep.
And then I'm also doing my other thing.
Yep.
Sometimes I do a third thing just to, you know.
Just to fuck with people.
Just to be like, this is my feast, bitches.
There are two things that people need to know about that feast. And you may have been about to say these things.
All right, well, you can go.
I was going to say, it's sold out.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh, I did not know that.
And then the second thing is that it is, like, one of the filthiest fucking Vil shows I have ever witnessed.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I let my daughter do that show.
Holy shit.
She's 18 now.
Oh, that's true. Make her own choices.
Yeah.
So I'm going to crash that and be in the balcony.
Yes.
You are.
Done.
Yes, oh my God. Yes,
fuck
you will.
Yes.
Done. All right. What time of day is that?
Bring your merry peeps.
Hell yeah.
Show starts. Oh God. When do they let people in? Like 4-ish, I think. Like
four.
Cool.
4 to 5. Something. 4:15 somewhere like that.
Yeah. 4 to 4:30 somewhere in there. That's when it starts. Mm. And then, it goes basically to the end of the day.
It starts out, they get through the normal feast stuff, and then they get the soup out, and it's after kind of the soup or the salad that things really start to
kick in. Sounds good.
Yeah. And that will be the one time people can see me perform at Vil this year, for sure. Unless Tim doesn't put me in.
I would kick him in the balls if he
didn't. I would too.
Can we make that a thing for Vil?
Just rear end him.
Yeah. That's a story I'll tell you. Okay. We've already heard it.
All right.
Ha.
So that's what I have to plug.
The 3:30 pub crawl, starting from Banner Oak in Fest. Kyle and I are the worst.
I agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't need to go to that to know it, but yeah.
Yep.
You all should go so that you can find out what it's like to be around Kyle punning for 2 hours.
Then you'll know.
Or if you don't want to do that, you can come to the wine show and watch Salsa swallow things.
Ooh, and me beating things.
That's true. There's beating, swallowing, jingling. What else do we have? There's like also there's lots of drinking.
So much drinking.
There's also a group that is not represented here. Sorry, guys.
It's Eric forgetting your name.
Here's Eric forgetting my name. There's Wise Fools Improv, and it's the only time they're allowed to do a dirty show, so they go hard. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear that.
I heard that one. James.
James.
Just say it was the door of the fart cupboard creaking.
Yeah, just say it was like, squeaking.
Yeah, for some reason it was in a haunted house.
I didn't know this one was haunted. Cool. So,
it is great.
You ghost farted. That's delightful.
Yeah, it's the ghost of a pool.
Anyways, so yeah, you should totally come to the wine show. It's super great. I get to pretend to be Scottish for fucking ever. It's great. Awesome. And the more you drink, the less Scottish I am.
Yes.
And the funnier I become.
That is so delightful.
That is a great tagline there.
No, I tell people flat out when they show up, hi, we're here to drink. The more you drink, the funnier I am. Please keep drinking.
If going to the wine show and seeing me swallow a little bit is not enough for you, you should go to noon, 1:30, and 4 o'clock at the Sherwood stage and me swallow a lot of stuff.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. There's mouse traps and deck screws and swords and arrows and screwdrivers and
but not the show the arrow.
Not the show the arrow.
I mean, would if we could.
Although there is somebody shirtless for part of it.
It's true.
Also that.
Yeah, and you can watch me make my bodyguard cringe.
Yes.
Also that.
Also that.
And then you can see me at the wine show, or the Pig and Swig, or the 2 o'clock Feast of Fantasy.
Yay!
Where it, at those three special events, Pig and Swig, Wine Show, Feast of Fantasy is the only place you can see me do my new stunt.
It's super cool.
That has even other sideshow performers freaked out.
Yeah.
On a scale of one to salsa.
This is way over the top.
Double salsa.
Double salsa? Ooh.
This is salsa con queso. Anyways, y'all should totally have me back on this. Yeah. That'd be great.
So this has been good. Thank you.
I was joking, but okay, please.
Anything else? We good?
Yep, that's it.
Yep,
all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening for yet another week of our nonsense. Please, please, please eat the fucking cake.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.